Good afternoon, this is Sounds of Sheridan. It's warming up out there. It's now a 5-degree spring day here in Oakville. I'm Brad Northcote with your afternoon headlines. David Rockefeller, the last surviving grandson of Standard Oil founder John D. Rockefeller, is dead. The U.S. banker, philanthropist, and confidant of world leaders as diverse as Deng Xiaoping, Nelson Mandela, and Henry Kissinger, died of congestive heart failure at his home in Pocantico Hills, New York, according to family spokesman Fraser P. Seidel. He was 101, making him the world's oldest living billionaire at the time of his death. U.S. President Donald Trump is once again saying he did not collude with Russia. In a series of tweets, Trump cited a statement by former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper, who said this month there was no evidence of the U.S. president colluding with Russia. Trump says the Democrats made up the story to deflect attention from their election loss. The real story, he says, is the search for whoever leaked information about his associates. Trump's denial of collusion with Russia comes ahead of a rare public House Intelligence Committee hearing alleging Russian interference in the 2016 U.S. election. The hearing will feature testimony by FBI Director James Comey. In Canadian news, police are looking for a St. Catharines man wanted in the first-degree murder of his 7-year-old stepson. Niagara Police announced Sunday they would seek a Canada-wide warrant for the arrest of Justin Kyre. The boy's mother, Whitney Dumas, found her son Nathan gravely injured at around 10:15 a.m. Saturday. He was taken to St. Catharines Hospital in critical condition, where he died Saturday morning. The crime has been connected to a stabbing at an RBC on Martindale Road on Thursday. The lawyer for Canadian former Guantanamo Bay detainee Omar Khadr says it's time for the government to apologize. Khadr has an ongoing $20 million civil suit against the federal government, driven by what the suit says is an unwillingness to recognize that under international law, Khadr was a child soldier. Khadr was 15 at the time of his 2002 capture by U.S. forces after a firefight in Afghanistan. Embattled Senator Don Meredith has not been criminally charged, but he continues to face calls to resign over allegations by the Senate Ethics Watchdog that Meredith had a sexual relationship with a teenager. According to a CBC report Tuesday, some of those calling for his resignation are other senators, who have said they're looking into a part of Section 18 of the Canadian Constitution which may allow them to vote Meredith out of office. Meredith has already been removed from the Conservative Senate caucus in 2015, and he no longer sits on committees. Mistakes are part of learning, but for students heading out of the classrooms and into the workforce, they can be costly. A Master's of Social Work student in Ontario who pleaded guilty to accessing personal health information of 5 people without authorization will pay an unprecedented $25,000 penalty. Ontario's Information and Privacy Commissioner, Brian Beamish, says the unnamed student was on an educational placement with a family health team in Central Huron. As part of a plea deal, she acknowledged accessing the personal information of 139 individuals, including her family and friends. In a statement reported by the Canadian press, Beamish said, quote, "This kind of behavior, whether it's snooping out of curiosity or for personal gain, is completely unacceptable and has serious consequences." In entertainment news, Drake has released More Life, a 22-track project which serves as more of a custom playlist than a traditional album. Notably missing from the album is a rumored collaboration with Toronto rapper The Weeknd. Another Toronto-based indie artist, Feist, has shared the title track from her own anticipated new album. The album, titled Pleasure, is Feist's first full-length album since Metals in 2011. It will be released on April 28th via Interscope. In sports, the NFL says New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady's 2 missing Super Bowl jerseys were found in Mexico. An FBI-led investigation found them in the possession of an unidentified credentialed member of the international media. The jerseys were from the quarterback's Super Bowl 51 victory over the Atlanta Falcons last month, as well as his Super Bowl 49 victory over the Seattle Seahawks in 2015. Nominations are open until April 10th for Oakville's 16th Annual Community Spirit Awards. This year's awards will be designed by local illustrator, designer, and portrait artist Emily Soden. Categories range from a youth award to a senior award, presented by the town of Oakville and several local businesses, including Paradiso Restaurant and Chartwell Waterford Retirement Residence. Nomination forms can be found at oakville.ca or any of Oakville's recreation facilities, as well as Town Hall. The 2017 Community Spirit Awards Gala will be held in June at the Queen Elizabeth Park Community and Cultural Center. That's your news for the day. Join us next week on Sounds of Sheridan. I'm Bradley Northcott.